In this episode, we're going to be talking about some ways to invite your future self into today through how you think, feel, move through the world, and in how you are shaping and crafting your environment. You ready? Let's do it. Hello, you are listening to the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. I'm Kelly Youngman, and I am the life coach for performers. I help actors, singers, and dancers love themselves and their lives way more. So keep listening to learn how you can love your life both on and off the stage. Hello, and welcome back to episode 31 of the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. Now, I realize I haven't been talking a lot about the paradigm recently, and I just need to freaking shout out my clients that are in that magical container. The clients that are in that container, one, are all freaking booked on contracts right now, and they're all leaning into their own creative journeys, expanding their income, and just really breaking out of the old shit of, you know, having to live in poverty and having to, you know, be constrained and limited to choosing one path. Like, we just don't do that in that room at all. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have inside of the paradigm. And honestly, just in any of the work that you do with me as your coach, there's just like truly no limitations. But seriously, they're all booked. They're all celebrating the shit out of each other. They are really ping-ponging off of each other's energy, and the momentum just keeps picking up. And it's so freaking cool to facilitate and witness and be a part of. So if you are a performer, and especially if you are multi-hyphenate and you are interested in sort of being on stage or being on set and being behind the camera, or, you know, going into more voiceover, or you want to coach more, or you want to have a business and you just want to be like pushing the boundaries and expanding what you think is possible for you on this planet as a creative, this is the room you want to be in. Like, there truly is no other container like this for performers to really bring all of themselves and get coached at this high of a level on who you're being and your humanness and just like the thought work and self-concept and identity level shifts that are happening. Like, there just really, truly is not a container like this in the industry. That's why I freaking created it. So if you are not on the waitlist yet, you want to be, because I have a really fun freaking announcement coming out soon. And so you want to go to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/the-paradigm to get on the waitlist today. Or make sure you're following me at Kelly Youngman Wellness on Instagram, because I've been sharing and giving a lot of updates there. So you want to stay in the loop. I know I haven't been talking about it a lot lately, but you're going to be hearing more about it because we are getting ready for the next round, believe it or not. Okay. So that's that. I really just want to shout out the paradigm because it's freaking working. And magic is happening. All right. And so for today, I wanted to kind of go a slightly different direction, because I know we've kind of been in the deep thought work on the past few episodes. And I just kind of wanted to switch it up today and go in a little bit of a lighter, sort of fun direction. Just again, inviting the fun into this work. Because even though we do the deep work, my clients and I have a lot of fun. We laugh a lot, we enjoy, and we find the ways to make the work we're doing really just like alive and activated, right? It doesn't have to be super, super heavy to be creating transformation in your life. It doesn't have to be super dark and, again, just like so weighted to create life-changing results. It actually can be very buoyant and lifted and fun and, Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing this week. So I want to invite you to connect with your future self, your highest self, because honestly, right, we've talked about a little bit on the podcast how there's always a version of you that has already created what you want to experience. Like not hypothetically, like literally, you wouldn't have the intuition or the inkling or the nudge to birth a desire if there wasn't already a version of you that already had this reality, right? Like these are principles of quantum physics and these timelines exist. Right? Like if the desire is born within you, there's a way for the universe to deliver it. And this is like a nudge from your future self that is like inviting you or activating you to take action on that next step, right? So often we get stuck in the how and the what is it supposed to look like and all of these things. And I want you to just slow down and invite your highest self into the picture, into the arena, right? And so when I do this work with my clients, it's interesting because a lot of the times they're like, but I don't know. And the truth is when we are doing this work, a lot of it is imagination, right? We're utilizing and tapping into our imagination, our creativity, which again, as performers, as creatives, you already are so freaking good at, right? So this gives you access to knowing that like this is just play, right? Like there is no good, bad, right, or wrong. And it doesn't have to look like one specific thing. We're just inviting in all of the elements of how you think you move through the world when you are the version of you that has that thing, right? And so I've said this before and I'll say it again. It's not my job to dictate what your end result looks like. There's infinite possibilities, okay? And I'm going to give you a couple of examples based on just like air quote things and goals that a lot of performers tend to have. But again, I'm not prescribing this for you. I'm just using these examples to highlight and show you what I mean when you're inviting this in. So I'll just use myself as an example. When I am thinking about the version of me that is running a multiple six-figure business and is performing on Broadway and is like welcoming in and stepping into, you know, being a mom in the future and like all of these different things, it's easy for me to sort of imagine what that version of me thinks and feels. It's like I can start sensing the edges of what it looks like for me to actually have those things, right? I can imagine what my highest self does, how she moves to the world, how she supports herself when that is her reality. And like, okay, the mom thing feels a little bit further for me, but I'll just stick to like when I'm in a show, when I am, you know, still welcoming in next opportunities, when I'm maybe speaking at more events and I am, you know, traveling and performing in a Broadway show, there's certain things that I can tap into and a sense of energy that becomes clear. It's like a groundedness. It's like, for me, like a confidence and a lightness and a sort of fiery, zippy energy is sort of coming up for me. But I want you to think about it for you, right? When you imagine yourself as the version of you that has the thing that you want, whether it is being on Broadway or, you know, being on set or running a business yourself while doing these things, how does that version of you think, feel, act, and support yourself as you're navigating that kind of routine, that kind of schedule? Like for me, the thing that becomes so clear is like, oh, my self-care is like through the freaking roof, right? Like I do not like ever skip like massages and facials or acupuncture. I'm like really like nourishing my body to stay as energized as possible. Like I am freaking hydrated and Yeah, I can just sense so clearly my values and my priorities and my scheduling and sort of how I feel in that experience, right? And the thing is, when we take the time to visualize and connect with our highest selves, what we're really doing is like giving our brain and our body, like our physical self, the experience of our future self. Like we're literally allowing the cells of our body to start imagining and embodying the energy of who we want to become. Right? Like that's literally, that can all happen in your mind and in your body. Like that part, the physical felt sensation is so important. And we can also then use that information to start translating that into our lived experience today. Right? So it might be as simple as like, oh, like I know that when I'm nourishing my body, I eat these kinds of things. Right? When I'm nourishing my body, I drink this much water. And I can start doing those literal things today. And so then energetically speaking, something that's been really fun for me is to also bring this into my space, bring this into my clothing, bring this into the way that I present myself and the way that I move through the world. Right? When my, and I mean, I'm saying my multiple six-figure self, but like really like the me that I'm spending a lot of time with now or even starting to get familiar with is my $1 million self, right? Like what does it look like when I am a millionaire? And like, how do I feel and treat myself? And how do I treat my space? What are the kind of clothes that I wear? And like, I'm starting to just filter out what are the things that are still contributing to this energy? And what are the things that no longer align? And so for me, like I've noticed over the years, like my space gets more and more minimal, but truly because I like having more higher quality things, because that to me aligns with my $1 million self. Like I don't, as my $1 million self, I don't have a lot of tchotchkes. Like I don't have a lot of, and this is not a judgment on anyone else, right? You do you. It's not good, bad, right, or wrong, but I'm using myself as an example. Like I used to have so many things. And I used to have a lot of clothes from like H&M and all the other, you know, fast fashion things. And like that doesn't really still track for me as I'm building my $1 million self-concept, my multiple six-figure self-concept as a coach that also works on Broadway and makes a six-figure salary, right? Like there's certain things, energetically speaking, that I prioritize. Something that also I think has been very interesting to see is like somehow along the lines, like my makeup, my face care, like my lotions, my serums, I've like sort of started picking up more intricate self-care routines that in the past, like, yeah, it wasn't a priority. And now I just know like when I am my highest self, I just take care of myself at that level, right? Like I'm worthy of having like a $50 face mask that I use to like keep my skin looking amazing for when I'm on set or for when I'm doing an interview or for when I'm doing that next, I don't know, public speaking gig, right? And again, these don't have to be your visions. And I'm not telling you that you have to go spend X amount of money or, you know, treat yourself to things that are whatever. You don't have to want what I want, but I'm just using myself as an example. And so you're going to look for what are the ways that I would be treating myself differently. Right? What are the ways that I would be just inviting new energy into my environment, into my routines, into my habits, and into like, again, your thoughts and feelings about you? Okay. So another thing that like I keep noticing and something I invited my clients inside of the paradigm to do recently was to start looking at like the clutter. And this, I feel like, could be a whole podcast episode on its own. But like, again, I was saying that like my space becomes more and more minimalist because honestly, it's also less things to process, right? It's less things to sort through. It's less things that are just taking up energy space that aren't contributing to where I'm going. So like I cleaned out my closet and like my drawers and things. And when I did this, it felt like a whoosh of energy, right? Like when I got rid of clothes that, again, like I just don't see my $1 million self wearing. One, it also like helps me make very intentional purchases of like who I want to become and like what I want myself to be represented as I'm showing up in the world, as I'm showing up as a thought leader and as a creative and an artist. Like you can be intentional about that even with a budget that's on the lower end, right? But it's truly just about like looking at, is this energetically still serving me? And like for me, when I went through my closet, honestly, I was like, oh, not only was it like the literal clothing or the literal items that were in there, it was also cutting all of the cords of like the obligation of like, I need to keep this because X, Y, and Z, or I can't get rid of this because so-and-so gave it to me, right? It's sort of like, I feel like I've been doing like over the years, a combination of like Marie Kondoing and Swedish death cleaning. And if you don't know what that is, you can look it up, but like really keeping the things that spark joy and also letting go of the shit that like, if I died tomorrow, like it would be a burden for my family or my friends to sort through because like, it's not anything that anyone would want. It's just like the stuff that we're holding on to thinking we might need it or, you know, don't want to waste it or don't want to like just let something go, like got to hold on to it. And so like for me, honestly, it was even less about the literal items, but like, oh, my future self is not someone that holds shit for obligation, right? She just does not operate from obligation or guilt or like shoulds or supposed to's. Like she really does what she wants, when she wants, and prioritizes feeling good in her space over like not hurting someone's feelings if they knew that I didn't keep this thing that they gave me one time years ago, right? And so it's like, one, having less of a mental load to sort through and really aligning your space, your clothing, again, your habits, your thoughts, your feelings with the next level version of you that you're becoming. And that can be super freaking fun. And knowing that each day, literally each day, creates the next and what's possible tomorrow, like the most important thing is to be looking at what can I do today? How can I feel today? What can I shift today that just invites in this next level energy? And I want to be clear that it doesn't have to be going outside of your means to, you know, completely get rid of your shit and change your whole thing. Like I'm sharing what part of my journey has been, but that doesn't have to be yours. And if it does feel like that's where your next level invitation is, if you are looking to step into more wealth, maybe it's as simple as like the you that is fully resourced and that future version of you isn't stressed about money. So maybe it's as simple as like, oh, like I just spend money with ease. Like when I have to go to the grocery store, I'm not like, ugh, that's a lot of money. That's so expensive. It could be as simple as like, oh yeah, my future self feels so good knowing that they're just going to get whatever they need from the grocery store, right? Maybe it's even just like, oh yeah, my future self loves what they get at the grocery store. And, you know, they treat themselves to the good cheese, the nice wine, right? I don't know. Like, but it could be as simple as like, they just don't stress about it. And like, you can invite that in to today, even without changing any specific habit, right? But going back to like the clutter, the lifestyle, the way that you engage in your space and your environment, right? Like Truly, that changed so much for me when I just started elevating even like the habit of like making sure. And again, I don't do this all of the time, like 99.9% of the time, I'm really very conscious about like emptying the sink, loading the dishwasher, like making sure the bed is made. Things like that, to me, reflect back to me that I care about my space, that I care about my environment, that, you know, a clean space creates higher vibes for me. And that's just me, right? But you're going to look at what are all the things that your future self prioritizes, and how does your future self move through the world? How does your future self dress? How does your future self express themselves? Like, what are the things that are really important and what are the things that are not? And when you just slow down and get clear on this, again, it's just so fun. You could be walking down the freaking street feeling like a total fucking badass, knowing that like you are who you want to be. Like, did you know that? You can just walk down the street and feel the way you want to feel because of how you're thinking about yourself, because of how you're dressing yourself, because of how you're choosing to decorate your space, or how you're choosing to like have a clean and organized sock drawer. So in the morning, you don't feel like a hot mess, like digging for matching socks. Again, no shade or judgment, because I've totally been there. And it just changes how I think and feel on a daily basis when I'm being mindful of these little things. And truly, the quantum leaps come from the energy of each day more than like having some big major overhaul, right? Like when we see air quote overnight success, a lot of the times it's coming from these little micro decisions in the micro moments versus being in the macro, right? So yeah, I just want to invite you to like do a little evaluation of like what is like really still aligning with who I want to become. Like, what can I change, or what can I shift in how I'm thinking and feeling? What can I shift in how I, you know, present myself to the world? And what can shift, and like, what are the little things from my future self, the habits, the thoughts, the routines that I can start bringing into today? The more you start embodying it now, that's how you start closing the timelines. That's how you start creating quantum leaps, like truly. And so, yeah. Do something fun this week that just like brings you to your future self. Even if it's as simple as walking down the street, feeling the feeling of knowing you booked the job, or knowing that you're in the relationship of your dreams, knowing that you have all of the money in the fucking world, right? Let that be fun this week and play, right? We know how to embody characters and step into these ways of being, and you can just do it intentionally for your future self. Did you know that? If not, now you do. Okay, I'll meet you back here for another episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, make sure to share it with a friend who is also an actor, singer, or dancer. You can also help spread the word by leaving us a review wherever you listen to podcasts in order to help people find this resource. Lastly, you can find me on Instagram at Kelly Youngman Wellness. And if you're interested in coaching, make sure to head to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/waitlist to join my list now. See you soon.